Nobody also got a righteous cause for sending them a murder me. So I gotta murder them first, emergency. Doctors performing procedures, Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You said it better than all. Leave niggas on death's door, breathing off respirators.
Oh, I got lights too.
I'm killing my best of all haters. A permanent high haters as I skate. Hit the Maybach Benz, fly this and I late them. Bumping brown sugar by D'Angelo in Los Angeles. Like an evangelist, I can introduce you to your maker. Bring you closer to nature. Ashes after they cremate you, bastards. Hope you've been reading your songs and chapters. Paying your tithe, being good captains. I'm coming.
What happened?
I think he stuck his hand out.
I'm from the murder capital. We'll be murder for capital.
I think a man stuck his hand out.
Change your attitude, buddy. Ask yes. What happened to this holy war. I wet y'all all with the holy water. Spray from the heckler. Catch order. Medic on the static. Shall cease to exist like a sabbatical. I throw a couple at you, take six. Spread love to all of my dead loves. I pour out a little Louis to a head above. Yes, sir. And when I perish, the meek shall inherit the earth. Till that time it's on and popping.
Yo, 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 it's Saturday.
Happy Saturday, you junkies. How you feeling today? Good?
Pretty good.
I'm feeling great.
Dude, that wasn't a
wonderful.
I'm feeling great.
He caught that.
He did catch it.
Look, the fan caught it.
The fan put his hands out. Like a bucket.
Oh, that would have went further.
That's
I think.
Home
run. Right. I think he had it.
All right, watch the Yankees game. I've got gambling problems, so this is why we're...
Degenerate 1, 2, 3, and 4 here.
This is Harris, you know, throwing that bread down.
All right, guys, so welcome to the Daily Runaround Podcast. I am one of the co-hosts, Alex Cadjerbone, to my right. We got young Donnie in the cut. What's up, Donnie?
What's up?
Across from Donnie is Google That Shit Den. What's up, Den? How you feeling, Pop?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
And then I'm doing pretty good, man. Can't complain. And then in front of me, we got Yo over there.
Yo.
He said just Yo.
Yeah, big Yo.
Big Yo, big drawer.
And big money.
Big money.
And big money. Big bets.
Big wins. Big wins.
We don't lose.
Big dubs.
Only sometimes.
Grab me a beer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're celebrating big wins out here today. Give me another Bud Light, I guess.
Fridge is stocked. Sixers are rolling in an hour. We got some interesting topics.
Try not to black out before they start. That's the game plan right now. That's what I'm going for today.
We can try, but will you succeed is the question.
I don't know.
We still have a running thing with Donnie's friends, so whenever he mentions friends, just know we are sipping. On whatever we got.
When I say friends, I don't mean, because I'm in a few big group chats, so that's what I mean. Like, we talk about it in our group chats. So, I mean, they're my friends.
No, wrong. They are his friends. It's all good. It's all love here, Don.
Donnie's like, yo, me and my friends, and it's like, well, we're right here, Don.
For now on, I'll refer to it as my group chat. So I'll refer to it as.
All right, he's ready to end our first topic?
Oh, yeah.
I am ready.
So we got fucking G Herbo got arrested this week.
For beating his baby moms up. Allegedly beating his baby moms up. Because he got a new girlfriend and supposedly she got mad at him and made a whole story to get him arrested.
So she didn't get beat up?
So the ex-girlfriend made the story.
Ex-girlfriend that is currently dating Gervonta Davis, the boxer. As you might know him. You probably know him more than G Herbo, honestly.
No, dude. People know G Herbo more than Gervonta Davis.
Bro, Gervonta Davis is huge.
Never really listened to his music.
If you want to read that, because you got a better mic voice, that's what she posted on her Instagram live story about what happened.
So she wrote, "He kicked my door down to get in my house because I wouldn't let him in to beat the fuck out of me in front of my son.
False.
Then he took my son outside to his friends and had them drive off with my son. Hid all my knives in my house, broke my phone, locked me inside, and beat the fuck out of me again." She said he... He choked her and punched her in the face all over her body, dragged her outside, put her on the concrete after his friends drove off with my son, took me in the house and continued beating me. He wrecked my whole house, broke all type of shit. She keeps mentioning her house. I hope she's okay. I have a black eye, my body scraped up from being dragged outside, bruises and cuts all over my body. Please don't speak on no old relationship play fights, because this ain't that.
I think that's a lie. Notice how she said, he kicked my door down, and then after he kicked her door down, he supposedly locked it. How do you kick a locked door? How do you lock a kicked door down?
It's broke.
Yeah, if you kick a door down, that shit's down. How do you lock it? So that's their first lie right there that people were calling out.
Man, he's been trying to get some insurance.
But if it really did happen, that's fucked up.
Yeah, did anybody see a picture of her? Did she have marks and stuff?
No pictures up.
I don't think so. I can check her Instagram right now.
It's not like a Chris Brown Rihanna type thing, is it?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if G Herbo did that, but she's lying.
Is he on drugs?
Is he on drugs?
No, real shit, because he gets a little hothead, you know?
He drinks lean every day. I mean,
he drinks lean every day? That's not good for your liver.
Well, he said he quit, but...
Dude, I heard, like, the withdrawal from lean is, like, crazy. Like, you get...
Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad. That's what Freddie Santana died from. He was having seizures and shit because he quit drinking lean.
You get angry and...
Yeah, he ended up dying from that shit. That's crazy. Rest in peace, Freddie Santana. Man, for real.
First of all, should be drinking lean. Nobody should be drinking lean. Not fun game, bro.
Yeah, people get hooked on that. So liquid heroin, dude. Liquid heroin. That's crazy.
Is that what they call it? Liquid heroin?
Yeah. Even the people that do it, like the rappers that do it, call it that. They're like, dude, it's the devil. It's liquid heroin. But I guess because it's a lot of money, so rappers try to flex. I got this money. Fuck it, we're gonna drink this, and they get hooked on it. And they all get fat and get the fucking the lean gut. It's literally called the lean gut. Like
who had that?
Gucci had it. And then Gucci is ripped now. You see that man has a six pack. Is ripped. God damn. But yeah, he had the worst lean gut in the world. It looked like he was pregnant, dude. But yeah, I mean,
he had a fat face too.
Yeah, he was just a chubby bull. He was just real chubby.
Fucking Gucci, he came out of jail. I mean, that motherfucker was buffed the fuck out.
Came out of jail like a new man.
Oh yeah, yeah, he literally did.
You think he's a clone?
He had no.
Think he's a clone?
Fuck. No.
Fucking ice cream. Tattoo on the same spot.
Nah, she didn't put. The girl didn't put nothing up, like pictures of her. Like with bruises on her and shit.
Pictures of her didn't happen. I feel like this day and age,
man, they'll put pictures of her face. Always.
If she really got beat up, she would put pictures up.
If she wanted the attention, like she's asking
like
for
when,
anything, you know?
When NBA Youngboy's baby mom got beat up,
at least
try
to put makeup
she put
on.
The pictures up and she was fucked up, yo. She was hurting.
Do you think that she cares that she has fucking HIV?
Who?
NBA Young Bulls fucking.
I thought it was herpes, bro.
Oh, it's only herpes?
I think
it's not AIDS?
Yeah, it's just herpes. But every bitch is still going to smash him unprotected, too. That's the craziest part. Come on now. You know that they're going to.
Why would you? He has a lot of money.
He's a famous rapper. These bitches are clout whores, bro. They're trying to get a kid in them.
I swear to God, girls on Instagram, if I see you post. Yeah, I fucked NBA Youngboy, and yeah, I got herpes. So what? I'm like, oh, user.
You're done. You're done forever. Jeez.
I like NBA a lot, though. Not
good
some
music.
Of the actions that he does, though. I don't support what he does outside of music, but music-wise, I like him. That man's a modern-day fucking devil, yo. I swear. He's crazy.
You think?
He's crazy. What'd you say?
You think?
Yeah. He's nuts, dude. But oh. I did see a video of him folding, bro. Some dude was right in his... I know you've probably seen it, too. There's a video of this big bull right in his face, yo. Right outside in public. And his whole entourage is around, too. And he was like, NBA, you a bitch. You won't fight me right now. You a hoe, this and that. And NBA, like, kind of folded, yo. He was like, wasn't about it. The dude was a lot bigger than him. And just... NBA gives him this look. He's smiling. He was like, I'm going to kill you. He's smiling with a big smile on his face. He's like, I'm going to kill you. And I was like, oh, shit. That looked like a demonic smile to me. Did I use that word right?
Demonic,
yeah. Demonic, yeah. It looked crazy. Like yeah, he's nuts, dude. Crazy.
I'll listen to YoungBoy.
I like YouTube people
listen to NBA YoungBoy.
Dude, his SoundCloud numbers are crazy.
NBA YoungBoy's got the most like plays.
They watch
on
him
YouTube
like cable
videos.
Television in the hood, bro. On YouTube.
They love that,
shit.
Sure, not fake views, man.
That's real views, bro. Because whenever I'm out at like someone's crib, like it's NBA YoungBoy's always on YouTube playing. I feel like
I don't know why.
I like him, bro. I can listen to his music.
Are
all
his Spotify
time.
Numbers good? Like his YouTube numbers?
How is his stream numbers other than YouTube? I don't even know how they are. I know obviously his YouTube he wins
is
every
G
month.
G Herbo doing stream numbers anymore? I feel like I haven't heard of
G Herbo. Oh my God! G Herbo said he quit rap because Uzi started rapping again. He came out, posted a video, and
Young
said
Boy's got
rap.
5.6 monthly, 5.6 million monthly listeners on SoundCloud.
On Spotify?
Yes, Spotify.
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
5.6 million?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good amount.
That's what I got.
And Herb's only got more.
Got through,
Herb's got 1.1, but yeah, NBA YoungBoy, because like Uzi's got like 11, Nav's got like 9.
Can't believe
Nav has more than NBA?
dude.
I mean, I get that. Mavs new album just dropped.
Those numbers are really based around like when was the last time you dropped music.
Yeah.
Unless you're Post Malone or Drake, and that shit's just up, up, up.
When's Post Malone going to drop something? When did Beer Bongs and Bentley drop? Over a year ago or about a year coming up?
About a year. I think March last year, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's been over a year for
Around Mother's Day. Yeah, well, March was right. March.
You know what I noticed? Wow. Like, artists, they seem like when they're coming up, kind of getting to that stage, they try to drop like 6 months to every year. But when you become like on that big stage,
it's like 2 years.
It's like every 2 years. You know?
Year and a half. Because
you don't see J. Cole drop every year, you know?
Ever, yeah. I can't wait for his new project to come out, bro. That's my man. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it depends on how big of a star you are.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like, you know,
if you're making crazy money like Ariana Grande, you don't need to drop nothing.
Today's the year anniversary of KOD for J. Cole, too. Yeah, that's one of my favorite albums of all time. Yep, today. Dropped on 420 last year. Yep, year anniversary.
Who's the artist that always dropped on 420? Who's the first one do you think of?
Wiz Khalifa. And he drops today, too. He dropped something today, too.
Currency dropped today?
Currency, yeah. Doesn't he drop on 420 every year?
Yeah, Currency usually does.
The big time weed smokers, I always drop something on 420. Wiz. Yeah, it's
Smoke
a fucking
DZA,
holiday,
but
dude.
That's somebody.
It's a holiday for them.
Oh, shit.
It's like Merry Christmas.
You guys celebrating?
Merry Marijuana.
Dude, I can't currently
celebrate.
420
anymore. They just
I feel like celebrating 420 is like a young bull thing. So, like,
yeah.
If I'm scrolling on Twitter and I see someone tweet,
they said nobody fucking celebrates 420 because they're all perks now.
Perks.
Like if you're, I think if you celebrate 420, you're kind of like young. Not I won't say young bull, but like
you're just wasting your life.
I wouldn't even say wasting. I would say immature. Like when everyone was younger, 420 was like huge. But like, come on, you're a grown man now, dude. Like
well,
you smoke weed like that
every
day.
Day.
That's what I'm saying.
420 was like, yeah, we're gonna.
That's what I'm saying. Like my friends used to. Oh, here we go. Drink. They used to like skip school and shit on 420. They used to skip school on 420 and just smoke all day. It's like Jesus Christ.
I never really celebrated it, even when I did smoke.
I smoked on 420 last year.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to either. I could have got randomly drug tested, but I still did. And
I don't think I did once. Like 3 years ago when I lived with Sean.
We fucking L-rided all the way up to Bloomsburg, and we played KOD all the way through.
That's ruthless, bro. He's ruthless for that one. I love it,
bro. Yeah,
L-riding up to Bloomsburg.
Yeah, the whole way. Yeah, we're on the block party. Too. It was block party weekend, so we L-rode all the way up there and listened to fucking KOD all the way through, top to bottom. Dude, that was life-changing, bro. I swear to God. It was crazy. And then it became one of my favorite albums after that.
That's one of the best ways to listen to music when you're high.
Yeah, but you can't... I didn't get too high, but I was high enough to like be able to listen to it. It was good. It was good.
Sometimes.
It was fun. It was awesome, dude. It was definitely life-changing for me. I love that album now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so listening to that thing high made you like your life changing?
Yeah, I listened to it all the way through, though, from top to bottom. Because the story that he's telling is just like... So, dude, the concept around it is crazy, dude. It's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. That's a work of art, that whole album. That was my background on my phone for, like, dude, fucking, like, 9 months until the Phillies signed Bryce Harper. And then I put him in my background. Once the Phillies signed Bryce Harper, he was my background. But, yeah.
Hey, man, so you guys think G Herbo did it? You think he beat the girl up?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, he did.
I mean.
But he definitely did, but I think she's exaggerating the story. But he definitely did probably rough her up a little bit, but she's definitely exaggerating.
Doesn't he have a new girlfriend?
Yeah, that's supposedly why she made this whole story up about him to get him arrested. I don't know who his new girlfriend is, but yeah, he has a new girl now, so she was all pissed. But she had a new boyfriend for a grip now, probably 3 months now, Gervonta.
Yeah.
So I don't know why she can get mad. She have a whole new... But she was, like, flexing him and shit all over, like, her Instagram and shit, like... Why are you going to get mad if he gets a new girlfriend when you had one for fucking 4 months now?
Jealousy is disgusting.
Ugliest trait,
man.
Oh, my
God. You ain't lying.
All right, so I'm going to say, I feel like maybe he went there. I don't know if he did all that. She kept saying her house. I think she wants insurance money.
Yeah, kicked her. Yeah, she did say her house is shit.
Like 4 or 5 times.
She hit all her knives in her house, I guess, so she couldn't fight back with one.
She brought some fucking $1 million knives in that crib, bro. Call the insurance company up. Yo.
He hit a lick on my knives. They cutting up good at Herbo's house this weekend.
Facts, bringing the filet, and diced pineapples.
Diced pineapples.
Maybe it tastes better.
All right, so we're good on G Herbo then. Everyone gonna put their opinion. You think he did it?
I mean, you hope he didn't.
I hope he didn't, but I think he did.
If anyone does that shit, but...
No, we do not condone hitting women on this podcast.
Yeah. Shout out to the women.
We promote respecting women around here.
Chivalry's
respect women
bad.
All 2019 and every year after that.
Yeah, if they prove it, then yeah, fuck him. But if they don't, then... I don't know. You gotta see marks on the face or something. That story was vulgar, dude.
When you were upstairs, we were saying about how when NBA YoungBoy beat his girlfriend up, her pictures were everywhere. And when Greg Hardy beat his girlfriend up, pictures were everywhere.
That's the first thing they do. Or she could get somebody else. Or she could hurt herself. Yo. She could hurt herself for real.
Yeah.
Some people don't like attention like that either. But I mean, I feel like if you're calling out, if she's asking for the attention by making
the
statement,
you're dating a celebrity. You want the attention. Yeah. Anything to make your name keep going in the news.
Yep.
What do you get out of that though? Just your name in the news? I mean, you just got...
As we were talking about him.
You fake disrespected... What'd he do?
Look.
He had his $10,000 ring stolen from him?
That's the thing I want to get into. I love NBA YoungBoy a lot, but I will never go to one of his shows. If you watch videos of his shows, he beats the shit out of one of the fans in the crowd every show.
Why?
Because people try testing him, bro. Like, they'll throw something at him, and, like, that's the last person I think I would ever test in, like, the rap game. Seriously, like, he'll hop off the stage, bro, and start beating the shit out of a fan. Like, so the video I just saw, Double XL posted, he got a $10,000 ring stolen from him last night, yo. He started bitching, stopped the show, and hopped off the stage and started whooping some dude's ass, yo. They probably didn't even steal the ring. It was probably in the vicinity. Probably in the vicinity, yo. All the time, bro. He jumps off stage all the time and beats his fans up. I'm like, yeah. If I ever go to a show, I'm gonna be all the way in the back. Fucking catch me in the back, yo. Real shit.
I'll never be at an NBA YoungBoy show though.
Yeah.
Unless I produce
I would hit NBA.
But I'm backstage.
Other than that, bro, he just gives you that grill, and you're like, oh shit, it's about to get real, yo.
Man.
So he came after you. He's throwing hands with him, though. So. Are you?
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there and get my ass whooped. Like, what? Like,
Don's going
to
smile.
I'll plead to him once. Like, yo, I didn't do it. And if he still's coming at me, then, I mean, I'm going to have to. I ain't going down like no bitch in front of all them people. He'll probably beat me because his entourage will jump on me, too. But I'm not going down like no bitch.
You got Dilly running around behind you. You're good.
The gang's house will come out the back.
Fuck that.
Hi, Alex.
I'd come up high, Alex, and just hit NBA YoungBoy right in his face.
NBA YoungBoy is a lot weaker than the Silverback Gorilla, so I'm not really too worried.
Fucking herpes.
What do you fucking got? Out in the blue said that shit. Like, it was nothing. Yeah, I got herpes.
He, like, bragged about it.
Yeah, they are fucking in love with it. Yeah, I love him. I don't want to talk about herpes no more, NBA YoungBoy. You ready to move on? We got so off topic from G Herbo.
Yeah, it happens.
All right, yo, you want to watch the little Dicky video live reaction? You want to talk about Kodak?
Let's do Kodak first.
Kodak first?
So this ending's over.
All right. We can do that.
So Kodak Black was arrested at the border. From what I remember, was a couple guns and he had some drugs on him, too.
Yep. Most likely.
Missed his show. They stormed his tour bus that he wasn't even on because he was arrested and started chanting fuck Kodak and shit. Yeah. But he performed last night at the Met in Philly, though. He
didn't have police.
I didn't even know about that show.
Yeah. Police came, shut the whole show down, had to kick everybody out. They were freaking out. In Boston. He missed the show in Boston.
He wasn't at the show.
Yeah, because he was arrested. And like people didn't know where he was at the time.
His boys didn't even
He's know. Kind of a far away from Boston if he's getting arrested at the border, don't you think? And his show was the next day.
With the border of Canada?
Yeah.
It was Canadian border? Yeah. Okay, I thought maybe it was...
Mexican
border. Okay.
But didn't they say Kodak Black was smart on the low?
Well, obviously not if he's talking stupid heavy.
No, I don't think he's smart at all. Listen to how he talks, dude. Like, you can't judge them on how they talk, if they're smart or not, but like... He sounds so unintelligent, and that's, like, coming from me, so that means a lot. Like, he sounds so unintelligent. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
His moves, like, the way he moves, maybe, but...
I think he's done. Wasn't he supposed to, like... I mean, didn't he just beat a case a couple months ago? Not a couple months ago, like, months ago.
Yeah, he just came... Well, he came...
And he's about to go away for a long time, too. Was it him that signed, that had the lawyer that did Casey Anthony's case, or was that... Who got her? Who got that lawyer? Some famous rapper got Casey Anthony's lawyer. I think it was Kodak, bro. That beat his last case because he's supposed to.
It was.
I mean,
that was
Florida, right?
That was R. Kelly, I think, had Casey Anthony's.
No? It wasn't R. Kelly.
It was something we were talking about it recently, I
Google
think.
Google that shit, then.
I am. I'm Googling it right now.
I couldn't even tell you her name.
Because now it's going to bug me until I figure it out.
But, I mean, I guess Kodak would make sense because I believe Casey Anthony was in Florida. And he's from Florida. So, I mean,
I'm like 90% sure it was Kodak.
Dude, look at that shit. This fucking... Talk about the White Claws, man.
Was that a commercial?
Was it drink?
Well, yeah. This is definitely wasn't the rapper I was talking about, but Suge Knight. I would say Suge Knight contacts Casey Anthony's lawyer.
Oh, was it Suge Knight then?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Suge Knight. It was Suge someone Knight's recently in the last sound. Year, dude.
Casey Anthony, won her case?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. She killed the shit out of her baby, and she got away with it. I took a criminal justice class and there was a lot
pregnant?
On that.
I feel like she just had another kid.
She did.
Bro, she's trying to find a boyfriend, supposedly. I saw the last I saw her, she's trying to find a boyfriend. And she was like pissed because like no one wants to date her and shit.
No shit, bro.
Bitch. Like, you crazy.
What she look like now?
Yo, Casey Anthony's kind of bad, though. Hit me up if you hear this, shit. Yo. Real shit.
Casey Anthony, listening to this podcast right now? Donnie says he's on a smash. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even matter.
Mug the bookie, Sixers money line. 10 bet. That's a good look for the people listening. Because, you know, we got a hotline if you want to call into the podcast. It's 1-800-GAMBLERS-ANONYMOUS.
Gamblers, and that's the longest phone number.
It's a WhatsApp number.
Yeah,
that's what it is. But yeah, since everybody's, you know, distracted, I'll keep
so
going.
So hold on, does anybody, what did Kodak Black get arrested for before? He was on trial for a long time. He's about to go away. Remember, he's about to do a year in jail?
He was away.
But no, he's about to do two years in jail. Oh yeah, yesterday was the 1 year mark of Bobby Shmurda being free from jail. So it's 364 days from today. And I'm really happy about that
Man caught a body about a week ago.
And he's about to get out.
Yeah, she don't have Instagram.
Casey Anthony?
Shout out to Mitch for catching that body, too, yo. Even though your man ratted on you in a song.
I don't know if I want to follow
that. Bobby Shmurda never killed anybody. I thought he killed somebody.
The song Bodies, bro? You hear what Bobby Shmurda like, says, like, fucking six different of his friends. He talks about them catching bodies in that song, yeah. Like, six of his friends. Free him, yeah. Me and Rye were at his last ever live performance, yeah. I have videos of it, too.
Yeah, and YMW awesome. Mellies, too.
And, me and Rye at your concert, there's a good chance you're getting booked within the next
for
2 weeks.
For something you probably didn't even do.
Yeah. Bro, we went to Powerhouse. Bobby Shmurda was the final act, yo. Performed, went nuts. The stadium went nuts.
The final act, I think, was Quilly, wasn't it?
Nah, Quilly was before Bobby. Bobby was the last person that went because he had his whole entourage on
Quilly
stage.
Quilly did,
bro.
Too. But the funniest thing about Quilly was they gave him the fucking hype man mic, so he couldn't even hear him.
Yo, yeah. They gave the hype man the mic.
So
they gave Quilly's
like,
hype man.
Yeah, the real one.
Yeah, it's all you hear. You hear his hype man doing the ad libs, and Quilly's trying. So like when the music stopped, and like Quilly was talking on the mic, you couldn't even hear him when the music was stopped. Yeah,
they probably did on purpose.
And
he was like,
"Yo, turn me up, turn me up." He was like, "Yo, turn me up," and they didn't turn him up at all. Yeah,
turn me up, then.
But yeah, it was gone. You couldn't even hear him. But yeah, so Bobby Shmurda was last.
Venues do suck with that though.
They don't care, dude.
That was at the Wells Fargo Center, though. How hard is to turn his mic up?
Venues just want your bread.
They didn't even switch mics, so the rest of his set was all you could hear was the hype man doing the ad-libs.
He had two songs, though.
Yeah. But all you hear was the fucking hype man doing the ad-libs. You couldn't even hear it. Even when the music was stopped, like I said, and Chloe's talking to the crowd, you couldn't hear him, dude. He's washed, dog.
He's doing the 6ix9ine approach now, trying to...
He's beefing with Philly rappers?
Just some clout.
Quilly, come be for me, please.
Yeah, real
That's
shit.
That's what I want right now. He's Quilly,
washed.
Come on.
Quilly's washed.
Quilly Mills beef.
Watch it. What if you diss me? It'd be pretty funny for the podcast.
He said, fuck out of here, Alex. Catch a boat.
Like, yeah, fuck out of here, high Alex. Jerk off ass.
I don't know who Quilly is.
Grandma's a
He's all zanned out now.
That's what I'll say, bro. And I have to be like, yep, I feel you.
Did you say he got out of rehab or some shit?
He's fucking, my man's just punching the air.
Yo, he definitely
is. That guy.
That's the guy, yeah. He was boxing the air for a
that
time.
That video too of him in the studio recording that song, bro. His eyes are all bugged out, and
you think he's just doing heroin?
No, he's doing Zans. Zans fuck you up, bro. Zans fucking
You
up.
You think he was on Zans?
You ever take a Zan though?
Fuck no, I never even would. Like it would, dude. It was
crazy.
Bro, I walked into a party.
I walked into a party at
Penn State Altoona, bro, and. The kid's place that it was, he comes up to me, he's like, yo, everyone in here is on Xans. You want some? I was like, dude, get out my fucking face right now. If you ever think I would do that shit.
No, I took it for anxiety. It was different. It was,
okay. Was well, like if you were actually prescribed it and you take it as your doctor, but it's probably
were they all dipping right at that party?
Nah, they were kind of like, they weren't up, but like, but bro, the kid literally said, yeah, like, I have it in my room. If you want some, like, everyone here is doing it. And I was like, dude, don't ever come and ask me to do that shit ever again, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I stayed there for 5 minutes and I walked back to my other friend's house. I was like, I'm not doing this. Like, nah, I'm not sitting here. This shit's weird. Fuck no. Nah.
Don't do that, bro. Unless you really prescribe it, man. People, like, does it say when you took them, it said take a piece or the whole pill?
Well, no, I think I took half.
Did they give you a bar?
I think I took it like 4 days in a row. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, that's how you get them.
The way you feel it with it, like, you're just zombied out. And then,
a fucking chemical.
And bro, then, dude, I'm dumb in general, bro. If I took one of them, I'd be so dumb, dude.
The withdrawal, dude, like, I'm not, like, you, like, kind of. You just, like, feel, it's, like, weird, it's so, it's, like, there's a withdrawal from it and shit.
Yeah, which,
honestly,
definitely.
It can be deadly. Yeah, benzos, it can, yeah. Like, everything like that, mm-hmm. that's one of those crazy withdrawals, too. I only took it for, like, a couple days, but.
So, how, so, you took, okay, so.
Because I stopped, I literally days. Stopped, I'm like, dude, I don't fucking need this shit.
So you were prescribed it for longer, but you just stopped, you're like, yeah, fuck this shit, like, it's not for me, I feel that's cool. Fuck that. I think
I mean,
that's.
I can see they why should just prescribe someone weed,
bro. Not fucking Xanax, dude. Like, get a med. Like, yeah, they should prescribe people, like, medical cards and shit instead of doing that.
I mean, if I was prescribed and had a medical card, I'd be smoking all the time, but.
Like, so would I. But I feel better not smoking. I get more shit done. I'm more productive, bro. I'm too lazy when I smoke. I'll come home from work, smoke, and fucking fall asleep for the rest of the night. I won't go to the gym.
Yeah, if that was, like, socially acceptable and stuff, I probably would, too.
What, smoke?
Yeah,
I wouldn't even do it.
Like, if jobs ain't care and shit.
Like, I think it is nowadays.
Well, I mean, but, like, no, if jobs ain't care and all that shit.
NPA, they can't.
It will be. Like,
I'm not front. If I could right now, I'd be smoking every day still. But, like, I feel good knowing that I can't right now because I get more shit done.
Yeah, in reality.
That would help me with my beats, though. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, yeah.
But I don't, and, you know, because, you know, jobs and. Shit like
I also smoke a lot, so I can't relate to you guys.
You drink Fanta, too.
I also don't drive and drink soda in fucking forever.
That's good. Dude, soda's so unhealthy for you, too.
Alex got a nice
spirit,
drink Fanta.
That's what I was thinking about the other day. Yesterday, I went to the outlet yesterday. On my way home, I was like, I was listening to a song. They're talking about lean.
What time did you
like,
go to work with the outlets?
Like, I left my house at, like, 4:30 to go to the outlets. I was thinking, like, do these rappers be getting fat from, like, the lean, or is it because every time you drink lean, you're drinking soda? I was like, what about some diet lean where you just drink the lean?
You get lean guts. But you definitely drinking soda with that. Like,
every single time.
You don't see fucking diet Coke and lean. Like, that shit probably tastes like ass.
If you hear this, bro, like, someone got to invent some diet lean, bro. They'll be fucking.
Yeah, what about speaking of people getting fat? You guys seen Trippy Red lately, dude?
No.
He's probably on the lean.
Bro,
he
looked like a
fat.
Fucking meatball.
He
got real fat.
He didn't drop in a while either. When's Life's a Trip 2 dropped less than a year ago, right?
Yeah, he's worried about fucking 15-year-olds. So, I mean, I don't blame him. Let him be great.
He fucked Tiana Trump, and Tiana Trump said that shit was ass. Yeah.
Look how fat Bull is.
What happened, bro?
What? He probably be eating filet and shit all the time.
He's bored, bro. He's not beefing with 6ix9ine every day, so he's kind of bored.
Well, that wasn't even real, dude. That was the labels. They're running the same label.
Dude, did I tell you that Trippy found 6ix9ine and gets a percentage of everything 6ix9ine gets? He has a finder's fee.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Trippy found 6ix9ine.
Well, because remember 6ix9ine was on Polls? That's a good song. I don't like 6ix9ine.
That's like his first song that came out, I think, right? And then he came out with Gummo, and then that, all that shit. It's crazy, dude. Everything's all how
Bill?
They want you to see it.
That's
how I'm coming now.
I didn't text him yet. Right. What's up, Bill? If you listen to this, you're probably not. You're probably going to be here soon. You're not getting on the podcast, so we're upstairs. But yeah, Trippy Red's now a walking meatball. Literally is. It could be from the lean. Could be from they eat better, dude. Like,
dude,
better as in money-wise. Like, I'm about to eat filet every day. I can eat this shit every day now. Why not? You know, because some people, they don't have the opportunity to eat all the good food all the time. It's like ramen noodles all the time.
That's rice all the time.
It's a lot of sodium. I don't think they're worried about that. I think they're worried about filling their stomach up so they're not, you know, feeling like that bag of dog shit, man.
Yeah, Trippie Redd, hopefully you're going to hit the gym soon, Pop.
Yeah, hit me
up. Come out,
Wiz Khalifa.
You're getting fat. You see Wiz Khalifa hit the gym?
Getting fat.
Does he hit the gym?
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa, bro, he's
skinny
getting,
forever.
Wiz Khalifa's. I don't know if that picture I seen on him was photoshopped or not, but.
He's cutting up.
Bro, he looks. He don't even look cut. He looks jacked. He was like, there was a picture of him, like, kickboxing or whatever, or boxing, you know, like training or whatever, and he looked jacked, not even just ripped, like, not even like skinny, like he looked jacked. I was like, what the fuck?
Definitely in shape.
Rick Ross, you need to get your ass back on that shit too, brother.
Shout out to the Pears, what happened?
Shout out to all the Pears. All the Pears.
Yo, I was going to say before I got fucking distracted was, like 6ix9ine, like he blew up, his first song was on Poles, I never even heard that song. But
yeah, totally Poles.
It's so crazy that people don't even drop songs, and they'll drop three songs, like 6ix9ine. And get
fucking.
It's
fucked,
false,
dude.
Yeah, it's false.
How the
they have a shit ton of songs.
Yeah, they had a lot.
But then they delete them. People delete their songs. So 6ix9ine,
first song I ever heard from
6ix9ine
was Gummo.
So you can't look back at it because he got that platform.
That
so,
song's gone.
You know what I mean?
5-0.
Yo, so here, let's.
Oh, that was back.
So they delete them.
They delete
let's talk about this.
Like for example.
So for instance, you know how I sent us in the group chat about that album that leaked that has everyone's leaked music on it.
Yeah.
There's two little Mosey songs on there. Do you think they were songs before he blew up that somebody had from SoundCloud and just
could
put them up there?
Who knows, quality-wise?
Definitely could be.
The quality-wise is good. But you got to think, too, it's not hard to get good quality now. Like, anything can sound good if you're being honest. Like, if you come to me, I have good quality. Not, like, top of the end quality.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You yourself have good quality. Like, you have songs out now that hit right, that do all that. So if you blow up and a year, that the quality is going to be the same unless you level up and start going, you know, like studios all the time and like professional engineers, not like any bulls. But yeah, dude, like, do you think they're?
No, that quality wasn't too good on those leak songs.
So the Uzi leak songs weren't, but the Mosey ones were.
The Travis Scott one was pretty good quality too.
Yeah, I don't know, Travis and Playboi Carti, Slat, that's a banger. I don't know why that shit never dropped.
I never got cleared.
Probably by Travis. Too. Travis never cleared it. It sounded like a Travis feature in Playboi Carti though, but it was probably Playboi Carti featuring Travis.
Yeah, I'm just Travis Scott giving a feature to Playboi Carti.
Yeah, Playboi probably
asked Travis cool though, he might. He's
Cardi's not bad with. Though, dude. Cardi
what
had a fucking
what labels?
He had
Cardi.
A label probably
the
was
same label?
The
what?
There.
I don't know. Who was saying it signed
label?
To Travis Scott, though, last week?
T.I.
No, T.I. signed Travis
Scott. T.I. signed Travis Scott. That's what it was. Okay.
T.I. also had Meek
that
Mill.
Until last
then
week.
T.I. went to jail, and then Meek never went through with that.
I thought Meek went to jail, and then T.I. never went through with it.
No. T.I. went to jail. Remember the gun charges? He was away for
yeah,
like a year.
Yeah, T.I. went to jail a few times.
And then Rick Ross. Well, Meek came out of jail, I'm pretty sure. And then he had, what was the House Party came out. Then T.I. was talking to him, and Meek and T.I. were boys, and Meek was getting ready, and T.I. went to jail, then Ross came in,
real quick.
And then that was a good move for Ross. But Ross was a better fit for Meek anyway, because Ross has, like, Ross is about his music, but he also, you know, is about the artist that's under him, unless you're Pill or Stolly, and then he don't care about you, I guess. But he looks at potential-wise, and who can do what for him, and all that, but
give Rick Ross credit. It's hard to manage artists when you're an artist.
Yeah, like, look how much ASAP Rocky drops. Zip. He dropped more when, what's the name was around, though?
Yams.
Yams, because Yams was, like, the bull.
He was running the management side?
Yams, you think?
ASAP Yams. ASAP Yams was probably taking a lot of, because Yams didn't do anything.
I didn't think he rapped.
Nah, he just would, what's it called? He would just help out.
A little bit, right?
No, I don't think Yams, right?
Trying to grab me another one, right?
Yeah, what do you want?
About right again.
You guys want to
remember
do
he got that party.
You guys want to do this dick
I'm going to make it there. My friends are about to go at halftime in the Sixers, so I might go a little bit earlier than 7. So I'll make it there. I don't know if I'll make it there.
You guys
want to
do the Dickie review now?
I'm ready. Let's put this shit on.
Yeah, I'm ready. Live reaction. I haven't seen this shit yet.
So we're about the live reaction. It's the Lil Dicky song.
The Earth song.
I just seen
the names of everyone that was in it. There's people talking in it, like Leonardo DiCaprio and shit's in this shit.
Are we gonna pause through this and talk, or are we just gonna talk through it?
I'll take
it first.
I mean, I guess go all the way through. I mean, it's a live reaction.
I think we should just pause through certain shit.
We'll pause through it and then talk about what just happened.
Yep.
So if anyone have not seen this yet, I would suggest you watch it right now. Just so you know what we are about to be talking
I haven't
about.
Seen it yet either. So
we all have not seen Dennis saw this.
I'm seeing.
But I haven't seen this. Alex hasn't seen this. And Donnie has not seen this.
There it is. Oh, it says trailer.
Now, if you search the top one, you'll find it.
You'll find it still.
Yeah. That's what I did. It popped up and I clicked
it. Is the song corny?
The second one.
So who's featured in this?
7 minutes?
And nobody. It's just a whole bunch of people.
I thought talking. Bieber and Ariana Grande were in.
So it's not even a song? It's not even a song? It's just...
It's a Lil Dicky song. It's
probably credit. I saw... Wait, before we play
Lil Dicky is so smart, bro. That man is so smart. The way he approaches his shit...
Before we start this, I did see a lot of people hating on this video because of... They said Dicky just needs to rap again. Like, why is he doing this?
Because people want certain things. And as an artist, you have that different... Kind of like
I feel like it's the whole Mac Miller effect. Everybody kept being like, "Mac, we want kids, we want kids, we want kids." He's like, "Well, then go fucking listen to kids." Like real shit. You can't make the same shit over and over and over again, or you're never gonna go anywhere. True. Like who has shit that sounds the same every goddamn time and
has kid.
And fell off.
Yeah, rubbed the bag, I tell you that.
Oh, I'm about to start this video.
Dealing with the dangers of extreme heat and rapidly spreading wildfires. And
hopefully you'll watch this video. If not, well, we might as well just skip 5 minutes of this podcast.
In the background.
I'll turn it all the way up, man. So I'm going to pause this as we're going around.
Don't tell me this is a Lil Dicky riding a skateboard.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. That's not him.
No, that's not Dicky. Is this a movie? You know, I threw a kid in a trash can one time and got in trouble for it in school.
I got thrown in the trash can once.
I was in third grade.
I beat the fuck out of the kid. Not the person that did it.
Hey, are you Dickie?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Dickie. My brother thinks you suck.
Okay, your brother probably sucks. Look at how you turned out. You're a rat. Your household is probably completely mismanaged.
Hey, suck my butt, little dicky.
Suck your butt? How about you take that perfectly round head and suck my butt? How about that?
Oh, shit.
Pick up the trash.
Little dicky with the extra small shorts on. And the kids clean the trash up, though. That's crazy.
Be like, whoa.
These music videos are like movies now.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. I fuck with that, though. I like that. Always.
Who would throw that book out?
Yeah, right.
It's a jungle book.
It's your boy, just one of the guys down here.
It's your boy, LD.
Well, I need to be more specific.
This is a good video to fucking analyze, though.
This is already a good video.
And just wanted
to
just
watch it for the sake of all us
earthlings out there. Yeah, you ain't lying.
Just wanted to say.
On acid or some shit. Oh yeah, this beat you don't want to watch on acid.
Does this sound familiar to you?
It does a little bit. I don't know what it's from.
Michael Jackson.
It's the beat. It's the beat. It does sound like a Disney song. I don't know what it is though.
This sounds like it would be in the beginning of Lion King. Or
yeah.
Oh my God.
Bieber is in this.
That's Bieber.
Yeah.
This is Bieber.
I heard Ariana Grande's in this too.
And that's Ariana Grande.
Yeah, this song's gonna blow up.
Shows off Selena Gomez? That is Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande is a short ass zebra. Oh my.
Who's this?
Halsey.
He has a lot of people in this.
Yeah, who's the freak that discovered milk?
That sounds like Alex right there, the cow.
Can we talk about that? Who's the freak that discovered milk?
What was it?
Who's the freak that discovered milk?
That was funny as shit, Ryan. That's because he was talking. That was the
what?
Kanye West team.
It was Kevin Hart.
That was Kevin Hart? Yeah. I thought it was Kanye
That's
West.
That's Kanye West, tweaking. Though.
Oh, it was Kevin West.
At
was
least
the voice.
Dennis watched it so we know who's this. Is that the dude from the Incredibles?
It's a good concept. I'm fucking with it.
Lil Dicky's getting 0.5% of the song. That's crazy.
Fuck no, he ain't.
How many people are this?
Full job.
Yachty?
Yeah.
Yachty's fire.
Yachty's
fire. So How the fuck?
That's Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Go back.
Wait, I didn't realize
that was Joel Embiid. Yeah, Joel Embiid's in it. Yeah, Joel Embiid is in it. They said that. Joel Embiid. So
wait a minute.
That's
a Joel Embiid's in it.
How the fuck does Dickie have the star power to get all these people in the song?
Bro, people love Dickie, bro.
He's from Philly.
People love Dickie.
Kevin Hart, Leonardo DiCaprio, Justin Bieber.
Bro, Dickie is loved by a lot of people, bro.
Aaron Grande. Lil Jon so far.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's in it.
Okay. Play me here. Fucking
Embiid. Sleep all the time, so what? It's cute.
Yeah, Embiid, that's my guy.
And B dropping 30 today when he's on the bench.
Imagine, was Ben Simmons in this? Right?
No, so.
He said he's, he said he's going to come.
You don't think he's fucking like a
dolphin
right now?
I'm sweating
like a nut.
What time is he coming?
I don't know. I'm fucking with this video, though.
Still don't know shit. I hope it's not a simulation. Give each other names like Ahmed and Pedro. Yeah, we like to wear clothes. Girls still look beautiful. And a couple of human
fish. But these days it's like he's at the waistband. All these shootings, pollution, we under attack on ourselves. Was that Rust? Respect what we built. Look at the internet, it's cracking as hell. Fellas, don't you let it come when you have sex. And our women orgasms are better than a dick. So what we got is laugh for. What we gotta stand for. I guess he didn't want to bring the Jenners in this one again then, huh?
Thank God.
I'm Kylie Jenner. Or, who was it?
Won't speak Kendall? Too soon, bro.
Yeah. For real.
I fuck with the whole concept, though. I'm fucking with this. The video is amazing, too. It's all animated.
Whoever made this video
did a hell of a job.
The CGI shit.
Bro, did a hell of a job or made this video.
Shit. Crazy.
That's cool as shit, honestly. I fuck with that.
Guy, bro.
The profits that come along with the streams and the sale of the song going right into the earth. Let's raise some money for charity. Any words, Leo?
This might be my favorite song ever. It's awesome.
That's awesome, bro.
Thanks, Leo.
That is awesome.
We love the earth. Oh, here we go.
Zach Brown. Wiz Khalifa was in that
Snoop Dogg. Adam Levine, Mendez, Charlie Puth, Miley Cyrus, Miguel, Katy Perry, Yachty, Leo. Tory Lanez?
Yeah.
Where was he at?
Backstreet Boys?
Was he the cow?
Oh, it says it. Pause it. Go back and pause that.
Wait.
That's cool that it just showed that.
Yeah, play the rest of it. Play the rest of it.
Signs said what?
Pause that. Oh, here we go. Let's figure out who's who now.
John Legend.
Psy, that's the dude Gangnam Style.
Wiz Khalifa was the fucking skunk, yo. Snoop Dogg was the weeble. Yeah, I get it. All right.
Charlie Puth.
Yo, wait, Tory Snoop Dogg, did Snoop Dogg drop anything today?
Megan Trainor. No.
We didn't say anything about that.
Snoop's a good.
John Legend. Who was,
Katy Perry was a little horse.
Oh, Joel Embiid was a little black boy. I'm dead ass is who he was. Look,
Joe and B love soccer, so I get that. But the cartoon image did not mirror
him.
Who's Haley
Steinfeld?
I don't know. It's probably an actor.
I know everybody in there except who the fuck's PSY?
Brandon Urie.
Sai Gundam Style.
Oh,
yeah.
So who's that Brandon Urie dude? He said I'm a fat fucking pig.
That
was kind of funny.
Probably Jonah Hill's brother.
Yeah, hit play with
that was pretty good, though. I fuck with the whole concept on that.
Honestly, everybody, scientists are saying that we have about 12 years to turn this environmental crisis around or we're screwed. What do you say? You guys want to save the world? Of course you do.
We only have 12 years to live.
See you guys in 12 years. Peace.
Fuck. I'll quit my job in 10 years then. The fuck?
All right, well, 2 years of your life.
I still don't believe that. The whole global warming shit. Hey, you missed those
RBIs. Shit. Right, that video concept was awesome.
I'm glad we're talking about this. That was crazy.
I'm probably never going to listen to the song ever again, but the whole concept behind it.
Jesus Christ, the rip, never listen to
this.
You're going
to bump that song in your car?
Come yeah, on. You're not listening to that.
I'm
going
to listen to it again, but the whole message behind
it.
You got
to listen to it once.
Great, yeah. That's a song to listen to. Like, yeah, he's probably not going to make money off that song, I don't think. Now, unless it gets put
but
in,
but that's
like,
not for the money, because he literally just said, let's donate this to charity. But the fact is he got all those people to...
They're probably down for the concept.
Bro, people love Lil Dicky, bro. I'm not bullshitting you. Like, they love him.
That's true. I remember Ben Simmons made shoes and gave him the
Dicky. They love Lil Dicky, bro. He's cool. Dude, I'd be cool as shit with him, bro. He seems like a funny-ass dude. He's funny as shit. Yeah.
So who are you surprised that wasn't in that video?
Wasn't in it?
The Jenners, probably.
They probably didn't get
Ben Simmons? He probably can't sing or rap on flow at all, though.
He's the biggest Sixer, so that makes sense.
I'm surprised Uzi wasn't in there.
Now, who are you surprised that was in there? Think about that one.
All of them.
Who was I surprised? I'm surprised Leonardo DiCaprio was in that bitch.
He don't do shit for nothing.
So that's how you know Lil Dicky's well respected.
Jimmy Butler's gonna be the next one, and he's gonna have a cowboy hat on and start singing and shit.
I hope the Sixers re-sign that man, bro. But he don't fit too good in our scheme.
Nobody does, but that was a good video. You know,
that was dope.
I'm glad I didn't watch
video. That video was awesome. Yeah, whoever made that video,
you
respect. That was like a movie. That wasn't even that was like a movie. That wasn't even a video. That was like a movie.
A short film.
Yeah, short film. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like needed too, with all the shit going on.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are really gonna.
It's a lot of shit. I'm glad that I watched that video before I listened to the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, makes sense.
Wait, what?
So we move on. Lil Dicky video is dope. If you guys decide you're gonna watch it, make sure you just watch the video instead of listening to the song, because you guys won't get it.
I forget what it is, honestly.
Let's see. All right, we have a couple more topics you want to run through real quick.
We might have to cut this short a little bit.
I already answered them.
All right, so
we can pick the best one that we got on there. Save the rest.
We have 12 minutes. We're gonna make this a little shorter today. We're gonna have
Sixers
our picks
about to start, and don't want to be distracted.
Again. All right, so let's just pick one of the last two topics.
What do we got left?
Sharing locations with your girlfriend.
That's no.
I think we should go into the hottest Jenner.
Because the locations we can elaborate
topic.
To a lot.
Yeah, we can do both.
No,
I think we can get both.
I don't think so. I'd rather save one for next week so we can go into.
Next week we're gonna do locations because that one.
I can talk myself for like 20 minutes on that one.
We all can, dude. Even though we all probably don't have crazy stories about crazy Jones. All
right, so what are we gonna do? Alex, we going hottest Jenner?
Hottest Jenner.
Slash Kardashian.
Wait, so. I got to look up pictures.
Hottest Jenner slash Kardashian.
Let's look at the pictures.
I think the hottest one needed
that's
to
crazy.
Be.
Check his phone.
It really should be who the second hottest. Because we don't know who the hottest is.
I don't watch that show.
We don't know who the hottest is.
Dennis is crazy because Dennis right now is I look at his likes in every single Kardashian. He was always liking their pictures.
I'm just going for second.
You got to chill with talking about that.
But he's pretending.
I'll go first and tell you who it is.
Nah, everyone knows who it is. Everyone disagrees with me when I say it, though.
Should we do a ranking system?
Yeah, let's do a ranking
kind of, system.
That'd be who's kind of it? Funny. Like,
there's,
we got
how
time
many is
to
there
do
five
it?
Or four?
Five. There's five of them.
So
you
it's
got,
Kim,
you
Khloe,
got...
Courtney, Kylie, Kendall.
What the fuck's with the K shit? Bro?
They're racist, I think.
Is that Illuminati?
That's a lot of
K's. I'm gonna name all my kids at the K.
They're not racist. I'm just playing. But
well, that's gonna be.
I mean.
You know what's crazy? I think the number five on my list is the one everyone thinks the hottest.
So wait.
Well, not everyone.
A
lot
these,
of people.
Is that all?
The
right there.
Who's your number five?
This is my number five.
Yeah, but the one's the mom.
She's
yeah.
five for
she's
me.
Shopped.
I say
okay,
her,
so who's this
her
one?
Or Ben's John is five.
All right, ready? Let's go. Let's go.
Wait,
who wants to go first in this?
I gotta figure out.
Are we ranking
who's
them
that?
Right now? Are we ranking them right now?
Who's that?
Do you not know who that is?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know the other two.
Don't really shouldn't be investing in their fucking.
The top left and top right. I don't know.
The far left is Kendall, and the far right is Courtney.
No, up top. I know Kendall.
That Kendall's right there, bro.
Yeah, Kendall's right there. I'm talking about that
this
one.
Oh, that's
is that Khloe?
Khloe, yeah.
Khloe and Courtney's on the right.
Courtney's on the right.
All right.
So I'm gonna go number five is gonna be Kendall. I think that should be all of our fives.
Depends if you like personalities.
So you're saying she's the worst?
No, I'm just playing.
She's still hot, but out of all of them,
mm-hmm.
I think Kendall's number five for me.
Are we all gonna? What are we doing? Are we doing a snake, or are we just gonna? I think we
should. Do you do 1 to 5 or 5 to 1?
Do five. I was just do five to one, and then
I guess I agree on that.
So we'll go around in the circle. Everybody do their five. So you say five is.
Mine's 5's gonna be Kendall.
All right. Don, you need me to
my
go?
5's gonna be Kendall.
Who's your 5, Dad?
My 5. I'm gonna have to go Chloe, dude.
My 5's Chloe too.
Y'all are asleep.
Yeah. All right, number 4 for me is going to be Courtney.
Me and Alex are right on par with this one.
4 is Courtney.
My 4
he's like, shit.
Is probably...
You want to look at a picture?
Yeah, I might need to look here.
This might be a bad picture that I'm going off of, but this is the picture.
I think my 4 is...
Don't even.
Kylie.
Calm down. You just said that.
I'm not.
The mom don't count.
The mom doesn't count.
Kylie's the baddest bitch on the planet. How can you say she's a four?
She's 150% fake. You see the pictures before that?
All of them are fake, bro. We're like, come on now. What's the other than Kendall? I don't think Kendall's the least.
Courtney and Kendall barely get anything going.
All right.
That's three. There's a horror one in the top three.
Three. We're going three.
I know who my third is.
Who the fuck is left?
You got
Kim. There's Corey, three left. We got Kim. Mm-hmm. We got Kim, Kylie,
Kim's
and
three for me now.
Me and you were on par with everything. My third's Kim. Yeah, me and you are on par. I know who your second is.
Your
three. First is
my third's Kim. Kim's my third.
Kim's your third.
So I think Kim's everyone's third.
What? You're high. I don't know.
Kim top two, yeah.
Then trying to change his life.
Well, now we might be... Nah.
So, two. Who you got?
Two's going to be Chloe.
Yeah, 2's going to be Chloe for me. And go ahead.
2's Kim.
2's Kendall Kim. For me.
All right, then we all have the top Kylie. One. We all tied... Oh, no, you said Kylie's... Yeah.
So, you have Kylie's one, too?
Kylie's the baddest Kylie's
one. I got Courtney's one, dude. That's your 5.
Bro, you're not looking
ones.
At the same picture I'm looking at.
Bro, are you kidding me?
Bro, look at see this. You got it right
He's
there.
Tweaking, bro.
Bro, yeah.
What?
You're tripping. What that look at the proportion of her face compared to hers. Never like, that's out. Just like...
Pocket. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Like, Kylie back in the day, have you ever seen Kylie? Like, old Kylie?
No shit.
Yeah, have you ever seen old Kylie? Like, before all the glitz and glamour kind of shit?
We can't go back to the past.
I posted that shit on Twitter, bro.
Okay, current
she looks completely different than when she was...
Past Kylie was chopped.
Oh, Summer Rae. Where's she at in there?
Summer Rae's top one.
She just popped on my gram.
We got it. Yo, that I think this is, a funny topic. We should...
No, but like,
Instagram.
I don't even remember how we got to this. Just to be honest with you, but fuck it. It must have been a good reason.
Yeah, we were debating. Well, I said something we should do, and then Ryan brought that up. But we're gonna save the other one for next week. That's gonna be a hot debate. Stay tuned for next week. We have a real hot debate, probably better than this one. Honestly, definitely better than this one.
We'll have another four chicks.
Two next week.
We're gonna put more in there. We'll figure out.
You can't put no one in their category.
Who can Kodak put slide in too?
You can.
Kodak slide on the podcast. He's in Philly right now.
I think this podcast is sponsored by Kodak Black. Everybody, go stream his album. Thank you very much.
Okay, yo, you think that him fanning him?
My
Venmo
is Donny Tazzioli. If anyone wants to donate to the podcast,
could you imagine?
Yeah, Don's gonna take that shit and go right to the bar.
Damn right.
Did you guys see Kodak with the Phantom money?
Yeah, walked out with the cash on over his face.
Is that corny? That's corny.
Hell, yeah.
I don't know if that's corny.
I mean, it's a flex, but it's like, you have money, you're corny, bro. You just walked out of jail. Like, you're an idiot.
Sucks. All right, ready for our picks, man?
Let's get these picks going.
Who's going to go first this week?
Oh, shit. What the
hell? Anybody got theirs ready? Dennis, Young Pinch.
Nah. You know Sipsky? S-Y-P. SKI. Saturday. Sipsky. Saturday. I was thinking about an opening song first, but...
Fuck it.
I usually just play whatever the fuck's open.
You hanging out watching the Sixers or what's up?
Yeah.
Bet.
Well, I started a server. A little technical difficulty.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Oh, I can't. Did you tell him I'm here?
Another night I don't make I no one to be with on
Saturdays. I was there at the moon. Breaking news, Joel Embiid's playing and I put a shit ton of bread on Sixers money line. Let's get this money.
Was that before they...
he just announced it. Let's go.
Get that money, boy. Let's go. $10. $10 I'm out the win. Quick 10 piece.
Can I get a beer?
What do you want?
Is it Bud Light?
You sure?
Shout out to Dan for pissing our tickets.
I got a function. There's a party I ain't going, I'ma just stay home. I think about it every night when I'm all alone. And in a world that's so corrupted, the main topic of discussion was love from a wife and husband that never really did love it. It's so social, no one ever really cared like they're supposed to. No one's ever really there. I'm a loner with a litter, think this world needs to do better. I had to break away forever, chasing you cause you're the winner.
You're making me toxic. With all of the time we wasted, my number ain't even saved. I hate to say that. Yo, yo, you're gonna have to drive me back to Harris later. When I collect this bread, I'll put it all on Nationals at 6 o'clock.
They're gonna win the
Nationals?
Yeah, it's my. What's the name's pitcher for him? Scheiser?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh, this song's on earlier? And it's just another Saturday. Another night in my room, ain't got no one to be with on Saturdays. I always stare at the moon and dream about you and me. It's a Saturday. Another night in my room, ain't got no one to be with.
This would be a good, like, podcast song, bro.
Opening? Saturday. I was gonna say it, but I'm like, you might not like it, you know?
I like the song.
This is the kid that I DM'd his friend. The one kid, I hit up and DM'd him. He said a feature was $90, his boy.
That's it?
For, like, it's not him, but his friend. This kid's pretty big. He got shot out by Juice WRLD, so he's not even, like, big either.
He kind of has the same vibes as Juice WRLD. Yo, why is what's Juice WRLD crying about today, you think?
That's a fucking every week.
Let that man live, bro. That man's sad. Let that man live.
What's he crying about?
Yeah, that was Sipsky Saturday.
My pick of the week got to be Romance 361 by Ian Dior and featuring PNB Rock.
Is his name Ian Dior?
I don't know how to pronounce his last name. You might be right.
I think it's Dior because
he works with Nick Mirror all the time. Yeah, Nick Mirror is his producer.
Who's Nick Mirror?
Produces all Juice WRLD shit, Lucid Dreams, all them.
I heard that name before.
Nick Mirror, yeah. Nick Mirror produces all Juice WRLD shit.
Can we break down on a podcast why Juice WRLD lost all that money on that song?
What song?
Moonshine, Lucid Dreams.
Nick Mirror lost it.
I can't believe, they fucking supposedly took the percentages.
Nick Mirror copied someone's beat, or took a sample or some shit,
What's that
from
band
a rock
called?
Band, it's a rock band, yo, it's a rock band. They lost it from.
Poison?
Oh, what, he took a sample.
From Sting? A rock band, it wasn't Poison.
Without clearing it?
Dude, you couldn't even tell. Whoever found that knew that was a sample.
Some people are crazy good at that shit.
Yeah, whoever found
like
that, yo, and the band took all the money. So
he didn't get shit.
They took 80%, so he made 20% of that fucking song, dude.
I mean,
that
band, a couple hundred.
That band's gonna live for the rest of their lives wealthy because of that song. They don't have to make no more music ever.
Was it a good band?
Well, yeah, you know, Nick Mirror supposedly said he replayed that song, but he didn't. So he did, but the sample took all the bread.
I like Nick Mirror a lot. He's a good ass producer.
All the money, or
good.
He said 80%.
There you go. Here's Donnie's song. Go ahead, Donnie. I want to put money on the fucking Cardinals.
Every time we fuck, got me thinking that you down. When I sober, it's like you don't come around. All that speak is truth, and I told ya. If you playing with me, I'ma show ya. See me going up, now she wanna come around. She gon' slow me down, so I left her back in town. I ain't fucking with you on my mama. Every time I do, it's for the drama. You don't like to do what I say. I don't like the way that you play. So I'm doing me, you doing you, I can't lose focus. Talking way too much, I think it got me feeling hopeless. Rebound off your tennis, on to your friends. You the reason why I'm dogging, how can I pretend? One step back just to see the real you. Love nowadays, swear on me, it'll kill ya. Come on, hop in my whip. We gon' take a trip.
trip to a place that you never seen before. Take this hit, get your fix. All you need is one rip and you go. Now you can X361. If they don't feel you, they gon' put you on a t-shirt. Ballin', I've been ballin', you would think a nigga needs her. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. You are so fine, a damn waste of my time. Every time we fuck, got me thinking that you down. When I sober, it's like you don't come around. All I speak is truth and I told ya. If you playin' with me, I'ma show ya. See me going up, now she wanna come around. She gon' slow me down, so I left her back in town. I ain't fucking with you on my mama. Every time I do, it's for the drama. I'm like, wait, 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 get the fuck up on my face, huh? Hey, 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 girl, you know I need my space, huh? Yeah. Every time I'm with you, it's some drama. Girl, I better let you meet my mama. Who you think you fool? You got me confused, girl. I ain't like none of these goofies. You must think I'm stupid, but you think I'm gonna let you use me. It's always a story, and you just like in the Rubik's. Bitch, what you see? Play to me. Complete a game. Get in my place. How that cool to me and you? We the best. Cause you're a friend. Better make fun. We coming in. I just be doing it fast. I just want every little fast. You live a life too fast. Yeah. Got me thinking that you down. When I sober, it's like you don't come around. That's because truth, and I told ya. If you playin' with me, I'll show ya. See me going up, now she wanna come around. She gon' slow me down, so I left her back in town. Every time I put you on my mama. Every time I do, it's for the drama.
Mine's on one, and I'm out here playing songs still.
What was your song called? This is a Motionless remix by Nicki Bro. I love this song.
Nicki who?
Nicki Bro.
Yeah, Bill.
Your boy, right?
My boy, Nicki Bro. Yeah, I'm gonna play him.
You what?
Who's?
I mean, what? Fuck this right there. What did you get that? Apollo Twitter. What? Why'd you get this big ass one and not just like a Apollo twin?
Because
it's like the same
level. We got what's the face? You got what's the face with it, right?
Yeah, we got a boy band.
Spinning out of control. My family serving bids. Watch me pray for parole. Life got me seeing shit. Damn, I think I should go. Cause I'm still where I was. I'm not close to my goals. And God forbid the day I beef or I stress over internet trolls. Man, that's just how the internet goes. Saturated with shit like I just pissed on the rolls. And I heard I got a beef. I started cooking a roast. More worried about my cheese or getting burnt from my toast. I still walk into the room. I wear a comfortable robe. Can't a pile full of money make them come out their clothes. I just been living on the edge and I've been cutting it close. Cut my face off to put some of the spite on my nose. And I hate wasting weight, I'm pouring Sprite on my hose. Latest cases can wait, I need shit right in my home. See my pops just died, he was the white to my snow. And it's crazy, fucked up, he never came to a show. Never got to see me spit, he never witnessed the flow. But now he's with me every stage and every city I go. I got a chain around my neck, he snatched at you a ghost. I lost my father when he went, now I'm high and I'm low. Got me crying in the night, my day. Time on the go, and the days don't get easy. You just learn how to cope. These hits can make me a river. I'm thanking God I can float. Thanking God I can float.
They started Karis LeVert.
And the days don't get easy. You just learn how to cope. So don't ask me why I'm cold. Please just hand me my coat. These hits can make me a river. I'm thanking God I can float. I'm thanking God I can float. And the days don't get easy, you just learn how to cope. So don't ask me why I'm cold, please just hand me my coat. Yo, I'm tired of all the questions. Emotions running wild, I'm ignoring all of my blessings. I'll never have a child, should I learn from all the lessons. And I'm sitting here thinking about my life and all the sessions. If me putting down the mic, taking myself to heaven is really the answer to all my questions. I know I'll be set back. Hell is always waiting and this life is a setback. And I just reach a place I can't tell if I'll get back. It's for all my loved ones, I still love you, don't forget that. My soul is being tortured, fake smiles, do you get that? And you just said I'm pussy, can't believe you even said that. I always kept it real, I never switched, I never fed rats. Never loved a chick until I met you, I regret that. Cause you won't love me back, all those feelings you neglect that. I'm thinking about the pills, what happens, I throw my head back. Close my eyes and go to sleep, hit record on a dead track. Final breath on Logic Pro, I bet that y'all get that. Yeah, I bet that y'all get that. You never bought my albums, but I'm still getting paid. And I never thought about it, but I still feel the pain. And there ain't no way around it, these are last of my days. My thoughts are getting clearer, still I'm getting stuck in the rain. Let the tide wash over me, I'm counting the waves. But I'll turn to God, cause I'm just trying to be saved, yeah.
I'm just trying to be safe. And the world is going crazy, I'm just trying to behave. Till I let my demons catch me, put myself in the grave. Look me in my eyes, dog, and just remember the pain. I'm out.
That's Emotionless remix by Nicky, bro.
That's my man, Nicky. He gonna be on the podcast one day. He gonna be on the podcast soon. That's a funny motherfucker.
That's fire, dude.
He's a funny motherfucker too. He's probably one of the funniest people I ever met.
That was nice.
He's funny as shit.
Yeah,
dude. We're gonna get him on the podcast one day.
That shit was nice. I'm not gonna lie, I never heard anything by him, but that shit's nice.
Yeah,
that's
my
favorite. Alright, so
songs like that make you listen to people.
My pick is Smoke Perp Throwaway. The shit just dropped like fucking 12 hours ago. Actually
24. Oh, you're good.
Fucking 3.
Get
them off the fuck. It's only a 2-minute song, so I can watch the Sixers in 3 minutes.
This one is straight frosty.
It's frozen.
Oh, kidding. I just want to head up to my show, no time to waste. I got 30 minutes for my tour bus, go away. We're going in Dior, staking strip all on my plate. So many of your hundreds, I got more going in my safe. How's you gonna make one corner, make a fuck nigga go away? Said a nigga text me in this door, you're back, I throw away. Said a new city, this ain't really my place, you throw away. Only with the shit one time, then they get thrown away. Big ass shit on my neck, I put a house on me. Gucci done on my sock, yeah, I be double G. Ride up to New York just to shut up my party. Got stunned and drew, she humping and she saw the moon. Brand new Patek my wrist so I can brag about that. Brand new Lambo truck and I bought that shit cash. Let's go. Fuckin' on Lil Shawty, she got too much ass. Gonna be down, I beat it like I'm beatin' that. Let's go. Niggas ride with a drip, turn em. Yeah, I just bought a shawty, sawed off. He couldn't get no chain cause I bought him. And he couldn't hit that stain cause we brought him. I just want to head after my show, no time to waste. I got 30 minutes for my tour, go away. Looking in Dior, stinking strip on my plate. So many of your hundreds, I got more going in my safe. I just gotta make one corner, make a fuck nigga go away. Said a nigga text me in his glory, I back, I throw away. Said a new city, this ain't really my bitch, you throw away. Only with a shit one time, then they get thrown away.
That was Throw Away by Smoke Perp. Alex, you're gonna part us ways.
Yep. Alright, guys, thank you for listening this week to the Daily Run Around Podcast. Once again, it's Alex Cadjabone. We got Donnie Taz over here. We got fucking Google That Shit Then. And we got Yo. Until next week, you junkies, stay fucking golden there, Pop.
What's up with the fucking picture?